campaigned for a long time around ticket prices, and especially in relation to away fans who obviously bear the brunt of that more than most sometimes. But it applies to home fans too. And we've got this latest campaign called Share TV Wealth, which is we're delivering a message to the Premier League that you've got more than £5 billion of TV money. There's more than enough to share that through the game, you know, through the lower league and through grassroots. And with the long-term aim, bringing down ticket prices. Football's just too expensive for a lot of fans.
This seems to be like a common theme that's been going around for quite a while, really, because there's been so much talk of ticket prices. And obviously, now that this £5.1 billion has come, especially into the Premier League, where we've got Hull City, there's so much money flying around that surely they should be able to give something back to the fans, not just the playing staff.
Exactly. Totally agree. I think over the past couple of decades, money's poured into football, and that has led to some good things. You know, we see a lot better stadiums than we used to see. The level of play on the pitch is often really high compared to what it used to be. But like you say, over the past couple of decades, players have certainly benefited, owners have benefited, agents have certainly benefited, and we're saying it's about time fans felt some love too, you know. £5.1 billion is a huge amount of money. To put it into context, if you divided that and gave it out at say, Premier League games, you could give 44 quid to every person at every single Premier League game from the increase alone in the TV deal. So that's not even all of the money. That's just from the increase that they got from the last one to this one. It's phenomenal amounts of money. Now, obviously, a lot of the listeners who are listening and now tuning in now will be supporting sort of teams in the Championship as well, Football League. And I know you guys cover Leeds United a lot. Leeds United fans pay a lot of money for home ticket prices. When they're going away from home, they often get charged category A prices for tickets. It's a really expensive business following football clubs, and there's enough money at the top of the game to share some of it out. You know, I think I've heard Richard Scudamore talk about the trickle-down effect before. Well, we want to see a waterfall.
That's probably a better way to think about it, really. I would much like to see that, to be honest, because you see these categories, don't you? Like you said, there's the Category A games, Category B games. Do you think that should be abolished?
Yeah, we'd like to see a sort of flat rate or a cap on away tickets. We've had a campaign running called 20's Plenty for away tickets, calling for clubs to cap it at that. And it has seen some success, primarily in the Premier League, but we do want to see more done in the Football League too. Like I say, Leeds fans will be aware of this more than most because they quite often got hit with Category A ticket prices, don't they? And it just doesn't seem fair to us to punish fans based on what team they support, because over the course of a season, a Leeds United fan might be paying hundreds and hundreds of pounds more than a fan of another team to follow their side away from home. You know, and supporting a club is something that you're often born with. You know, you come into this with your family and such like. So I think it's really unfair to punish fans in that way.
Now, just talking back to the Premiership right now, the Hull City owner, Asim Hallam, he has said that he is not going to cut ticket prices despite the extra money which is going to be coming into the club very soon. Now, the £5.14 billion deal, which was signed the other week, it's 71% more than the last contract. Now, Hull got £60 million out of that. They're going to get an increase, but the owner of Hull City says that the only way to reduce ticket prices is to expand the stadium. He says 10,000 seats will cost £20 million. And he just can't reduce the prices, and he's refusing to do so. Is that a legitimate argument, you feel?
I don't think so. I think, like we say, the clubs, there's more than enough money there for them to bring down prices, you know. We've met with the Premier League and we've talked about this, and the Premier League insists that they're a trade body and they just represent that individual member clubs. So they say, if you want to campaign on it, you know, speak to your own club. So I'd really encourage Hull City fans to lobby Alarm, you know, and make your voice heard. You can, if you go to fsf.org.uk/share-tv-wealth, that'll take you to the FSF petition. Any fan can sign that, and what that does is it automatically generates an email in your name, which is sent to your club saying, I want to see lower prices for home and away fans, and I want to see more money shared amongst grassroots and lower league football. So I'd encourage all Hull fans and any other fans listening to this to do this as a starting point. But the danger with Alan's point of view is that he wants to squeeze fans and charge as much as he can for tickets, okay. But what happens when those fans turn away? You know, and the next generation maybe thinks, you know what, I can, instead of paying through the nose to go and watch this game, I'll watch it on a dodgy feed for free, or I'll watch it in the pub, you know. And then you see crowds collapse, you see empty stands. And if that does happen, the clubs won't be getting multi-billion pound TV deals in future, because no TV companies want to pay such money for a product, for want of a better word, that doesn't look vibrant, doesn't look exciting. You know, the stands are, the fans in the stands are part of it, where the best extra is going, and don't take that for granted.
That's very true, that, you know, if the stadiums are empty, who's going to want to really watch that with no atmosphere watching these games? It's just wrong, really, isn't it?
But what's the game behind closed doors? It just looks like when you have empty stands, there's just no atmosphere, and it might be the same thing going on the pitch, but it just hasn't got the same vibe to it, you know, it hasn't got the same excitement about it.
Yeah, it's just weird, isn't it? I mean, you see a couple of, like, bits of footage from some of these games that, for whatever reason, have had to be played behind closed doors. It's just odd. It's just weird. So where can people find out a little bit more about your campaigns?
Yeah, well, if you go to fsf.org.uk, from there you can read a bit more about the Share TV Wealth petition, and a bit more about what the FSF does too. You know, we're campaigning around ticket prices and safe standing and all sorts of things like this, policing and stewarding a football fan. So get on the website and have a read of it. And I'm glad I've managed to get through this interview without mentioning something getting beat off Bradford on
of course, yes, that did happen, didn't it? And what a fantastic draw for Bradford, and what a journey they're on as well.
Yeah, really jealous looking at because they've got Reading in the next round, haven't they? So a real good chance of going to a semi-final and going on to Wembley.